An Olympics update. You heard that right. The Brattle Group, commissioned by Governor Charlie Baker, released its report just today on the Boston 2024 Olympic bid, and Governor Baker, a few minutes ago, gave his final word.
There was, in fact, significant risk to the taxpayers on the costs associated with public resources attached to this event. Therefore, at this time, I would not have been able or willing to provide the guarantees the USOC was looking for from the Commonwealth of Mass.
The Brattle Group's report, into the bid's risks and costs, arrives about a month after the U.S. Olympic Committee and the city called it quits. So the governor wrapped up a press conference just a few minutes ago, and joining us from that conference is WBUR reporter Kurt Nikisch. Welcome, Kurt.
Hey, Jill. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much. What did the governor have to say?
Well, that was the key statement there, that that he would not, based on the risks that were outlined, he would not have been able to give a guarantee. But he did qualify that a little bit and say that, you know, with time, Boston 2024, the local organizing group, may have had time to mitigate some of the risks that were outlined in the report. But he said there just wasn't that time. And so while it might have worked out, and there may have been an opportunity for it to work out, at this point, he would not have been able to support it. And of course, it's a little bit of a moot question because the bid was dropped for lack of public support. But it certainly gives ammunition to opponents who said that this was a risky endeavor.
Right. I mean, is there any fault finding with the Brattle Group for not getting this report out earlier?
This is what the governor was asked about, and he said, you know, they needed time to do a really good job, and he praised Boston 2024 for letting the Brattle Group get in there and work from their files. He said they were totally, quote, open kimono, and he had no blame for them with their timeline, and he said it's a lot of work to basically assess something that's a multi-billion dollar project. And that's why he also didn't blame Boston 2024 for underestimating or being off on the risks, because he said, you know, if you're just off 10% on a $4 billion project, that's $400 million. And so he was more forgiving, but he also said that there are some neat ideas that came out of the whole Olympics planning process.
Yeah, Kurt, if you can get to some of those, the key points of this 200-page report.
Yeah, so basically the report said that essentially that the revenues were pretty much on target, that Boston 2024 had a decent sense of that and wasn't way off the mark saying how much money it was going to come in. There are certainly risks involved with all of that, but basically didn't find much fault with Boston 2024. Where it found more fault was in the risks that are associated with basically the big Olympic Stadium construction project and also the Athlete Village housing project at Columbia Point. The report said that was basically the riskiest part of the whole venture, because you're working with private developers to do this, and if they weren't able to pull through, the state and the city would have been in a tough spot.
Okay.
And so that was those risks were essentially the ones that got highlighted the most.
Okay, and Kurt, briefly, $250,000 is not a lot of money when you talk about the Olympics, but it still is money that the state spent on this report. What are the meaningful takeaways that might come out of this? What could the state learn for something else for going forward with its development of downtown, of the infrastructure, of the transportation system, and from there?
Yeah, so the governor said that there are certainly some lessons and in the public infrastructure developments that would have been necessary. The report had some interesting details on that, but I think the biggest one really is on this area around Wedette Circle, which is sort of where the South End and South Boston meet. The mayor says he's excited for this idea that came out of the whole Olympics planning process to turn this into a new neighborhood. The governor says he's excited about it too, and he says just having a report that outlined the risks of developing that gives them some more information that helps them kind of move forward with this on their own schedule, not on the Olympic schedule.
All right. Kurt Nikisch, thank you so much for joining us from the State House. That's WBUR reporter Kurt Nikisch.
You got it.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is Radio Boston.